Father, once again, we thank you for this marvelous day of coming together to proclaim your word, Lord. As you speak through me, please touch hearts and minds to receive with clarity and understanding. And when all is said and done, you will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, we are on trust, divine trust. Trusting God through it all is what I'm talking about. Trusting God through it all. And the key scripture is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. That's the key scripture. And some other scriptures that I'm going to give you is Psalm 33, 20 and 22. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. John 14, 26. Isaiah 40, 32, and Romans 8 and 28. Anybody need the scriptures again? Let me know. I will go over them again. And if not, I'll go ahead and start. I'll begin. Okay. When we look at our lives and life in general, we can see that it's very unpredictable. We have many ups and downs during this journey. During the times when life is running smoothly, hopefully we're thanking and praising God for his continued blessing and favor on us. However, when life throws us a curveball and we see things start unraveling before our eyes, at a time when we see our world going through so much turmoil, how do we trust God in the midst of it all? How do we trust God when we don't understand what's happening? When we can't even see a resolution? These are some valid questions that I believe some of us all think about. Okay. Now, trusting. To trust is to believe in the reliability, the truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. And I also had a chance to look this up in the Bible dictionary, and it said confidence, a reliance or resting of the mind on the integrity, veracity, justice, friendship, or other sound principle of another person. So when it comes to trusting God, we can believe in his reliability, we can believe in his word, and his strength. When you trust someone, you feel comfortable, and you feel that you can be honest with them and share with them anything. Growing up with my older sister, I looked up to her a lot, and I always went to her for advice. And she always gave me good advice. And every time I would ask her something, she would say, trust me. And to this day, I can say that she never steered me wrong. David, he's my husband, my partner for life, and I trust him with my life. However, neither my sister nor he is more reliable than God, who is our most trusted friend. Okay. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, of course. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. No truer words are said than that proverb right there. Trusting in the Lord. See, when we trust God, it's not even about how we're feeling. Because sometimes when we're feeling a certain way, we want to let that kind of get in our way, our emotions, and they have no place there. See, when we trust God, it's choosing to have faith that what he says, even when we're not feeling it, even when we want to say, no, I don't think that's the way, we still trust him. Now, our feelings and our circumstances, they matter to God. He cares about them. But those things alone are not reliable enough to base our life on. They can change at a moment, even in an instant. God, on the other hand, he does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So therefore, he's worthy of our trust. Now, trusting God is not about ignoring our feelings or not facing reality. And it's not pretending that everything's okay. Because everything is not okay all the time. But trusting God is giving a life of belief and obedience to God, even when everything is telling you, no, this is not the way it's supposed to be. You know, we can try to do things on our own because we allow anxiety and worry to creep right into our thoughts. And then what do? We lose patience and we don't want to wait. We choose to look for answers elsewhere. When it comes down to it, God is the only one we can trust to give us the right answer. You know, I would always call Pastor Donna. She was always around when I needed her. I had a question for her one time. And Pastor Donna was like this, you know, she ain't going to give you nothing but the word. That's it. She not giving you nothing secular. She going by the word. So she asked, when I asked her the question, she said, well, have you prayed about it? I said, I'm continuing to pray about it. She says, well, you know what? You're going to have to wait on God. She said, because I can't give you the answer. He has to give it to you. She said, so you're going to have to wait on the Lord. And she gave me I think it was Psalm 37:5, commit your way to the Lord. I think that's what it is. And trust him. But she also gave me Galatians 6:9, because she told me, don't grow weary in well doing. Because she said, in due season, you're going to reap. If you faint not, she said, don't do it. And she said, most of all, she said, don't go ahead of him. Don't go ahead of God. She said, wait on him. I tell you, she said, if you wait on him, she said, and I know the way you feel, you don't want to. She said, but you need to. She said, I'm just telling you what I know the word of God says. And I thanked her for that because I was getting antsy. I was just like, this answer is not coming when I think it should come. But when I waited on him, God, he did exceedingly and abundantly above whatever I could ask or think. Okay. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are so much higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. See, we can't even imagine how God will work out a situation because our minds are just not able to comprehend the depths of his greatness. When we don't see a way, trust him, because guess what? He will make a way when you least expect it. Because God loves us, we can show our trust in him by talking about our feelings and circumstances to him. The good, the bad, the in-between, through prayer. Sometimes, like I said, we allow our emotions to get in the way, but we can take that to God because guess what? He can deal with those issues. He can deal with those. He's not disappointed or frustrated by what we struggle with, the doubts that we have, the pain that we're going through. He's our loving Father, and his love covers all that. So we can trust him with those things. Look for God to hold you securely in difficult circumstances. If you make a mistake, oh, it's okay. God is kind. He is patient. While you're learning to trust him, he is patient about it. God knows you need somewhere to go when you feel insecure. And that place is his word. It's unchanging and it's completely trustworthy. Recognize that you can talk to God with him about any difficulty you're believing. According to Mark 9, a man brought his son to Jesus for healing from being possessed by a demon. He said, if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. Jesus said to him, you say to me, if you can, all things are possible for the one who believes and trusts in me. Immediately, the father of that boy, he cried out with a desperate cry saying, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. He believed, but it was difficult for him to continue to believe. So he asked for help. Mm-hmm. God God is bigger than our circumstances, and difficult times may feel like they last forever, but they're temporary. God is present amid the bad times as well as the good. He's always faithful. Mm. That song, "Great is Thy Faithfulness," He is always faithful.
Always.
Hallelujah. Here I have some practical ways to trust God in our everyday life, okay? First off, we need to start every day with gratitude. Every day that we wake up and give thanks that God has allowed us to see another day and look forward to what God has planned for us. Ask Him to go before you and direct your path for that day, and know that He will be with you every step of the way. Spend time in His Word. Spend time reading His Word and finding out about His character. And spend time in prayer talking to Him about all your concerns. Establish a consistent time with the Lord when times are going well. And that way it will help you to continue to go with Him when things get tough. If you have not established it, it's never too late to start it. Allow the Holy Spirit to take control. The Holy Spirit is our constant helper, pointing us to Jesus. The Spirit comforts us and reminds us of the truth and will always lead us into obedience. Always. He will bring direction to you that you may not, that may not be clear at first, but He will show you what steps to take. John 14 and 26 says, "The Father is sending a great helper, the Holy Spirit, in my name to teach you everything and to remind you of all I have said to you." Amen. Next, wait on the Lord. Faithfully continue to seek the Lord, but wait on His timing. Wait on Him to act on your behalf. Wait on Him to do what you cannot do for yourself. He will help you wait with endurance. Waiting on the Lord reminds us that we're not in control. Thank God. He is bigger than any of our circumstances. He will sustain you and grow you in your faith in the waiting. God is never neglecting us in our lives. If He seems silent, remember His promise that He will never leave or forsake us. Isaiah 40 and 32. "But those who trust in the Eternal One will regain their strength. They will soar on wings as eagles. They will run, never winded, never weary. They will walk, never tired, never faint." God is worthy of our trust, even when we don't see our prayers being answered or problems solved right away. Life is so unpredictable and difficult at times, and that difficulty may persist longer than we had ever thought it would. It may even bring you to the end of your strength. So what do? Then you wait, trust, and remember that God loves you. You can trust Him to sustain you, provide for you, and be with you in the midst of the hardship. Jesus guaranteed His followers that they would face hard times, but He promised that He would always be with them. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul writes to believers about the present life. He reminds them that this life will have hardship, disappointment, sorrow, pain, and our bodies will fail. But through it all, God is still working for our good. Romans 8 and 28. "We are confident that God is able to orchestrate everything to work towards something good and beautiful when we love Him and accept His invitation to live according to His plan." Hallelujah. God is completely trustworthy, and He does not ask you to trust Him blindly. He wants you to learn to trust Him as you get to know Him. The only way to do this is through His Word. We need a strong foundation of Scripture to stand on, especially during these times of uncertainty. The Bible is God's unfailing, unchanging Word. Mm. Read it. Meditate on it. Let it marinate in your spirit, man. When we do this, not only will we grow in knowing and trusting God, we will be able to cling to the truth when life throws us a curveball. Amen.
Amen.
Kind Father, we thank you and we praise you. If we did not have your word to cling to, what would we do? Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our pathway. It is your word that became flesh and dwelt among us to show us how to live and trust your judgments. We magnify you, we glorify you, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name.